Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verses 1 through 13. Selected verses. Jesus told his disciples, "There was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. So he called him in and asked him, 'What is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management, because you cannot be manager any longer.' The manager said to himself, 'What shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do, so that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses.' So he called in each one of his master's debtors. He asked the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' 900 gallons of olive oil,' he replied. The manager told him, 'Take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 450. Then he asked the second, 'And how much do you owe?' 1,000 bushels of wheat,' he replied. He told him, 'Take your bill and make it 800. The master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.'" Who's really in charge? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What would you do if someone gave you $100 and said, "You can't keep this for yourself. You have to spend it to help someone else"? Would you think differently about how you use it? That's the challenge in Jesus' parable of the shrewd manager. The story can be confusing at first. The manager is dishonest. Jesus isn't saying to copy the lying part. He's pointing out how smart the guy was when he knew his future was on the line. And then Jesus asks, "Are you as wise when it comes to investing in your eternal future?" Money is a test. It's temporary. It's not the real treasure. But how we handle it shows who's really in charge of our hearts. Jesus makes it clear, no one can serve two masters. You cannot serve both God and money. That's the real question here. Who's your master? Who's in charge of your decisions? Who gets to call the shots in your life? God or money? God gives us wealth, not to hoard, not to stress over, but to use for His purposes. When we remember it's all His gift, not our God, we live with freedom instead of fear. We use what we have, not just for ourselves, but for His kingdom. So, what does your spending say about who you serve? Who's really in charge? When we see that the Lord is reigning on His throne, that He's in charge, we joyfully give. Why? Because when we have Him, and we do, we have it all. We pray to the Lord. Lord, help us be faithful managers of all you've given. Let our lives serve you first. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.